State lawmakers and the governor issued statements last evening in response to reports of a leaked draft suggesting the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Recognizing the Supreme Court will likely overturn the case, state lawmakers earlier in the legislative session passed the Reproductive Health Equity Act, with the governor signing the legislation into law in early April. The new Colorado statute guarantees the right to abortion and other reproductive health care, regardless if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Demand for abortion in Colorado will likely increase, as many nearby states have trigger laws banning abortion if the nation's high court invalidates Roe v. Wade. Nearby states with trigger laws are Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Colorado House Majority Leader Dinea Esgar told the Denver Post last evening that state leaders anticipate that there will be many states where people will be turned away for abortion care, and Colorado will be the place they seek to obtain their care. The lawmaker hopes Colorado has the capacity. Governor Jared Polis signed into law Monday a measure to make Juneteenth or June 19th a state holiday. The annual commemoration celebrates when, in 1865, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, and informed enslaved people that they were legally free. The new law enacts the agreement made last year between the governor and the state employees union, who then established the holiday for the state's employees. President Biden also signed legislation last year making June 19th a federal holiday. As with other holidays, private workplaces will have the option to observe Juneteenth or not. Governor Jared Polis also signed legislation into law Monday that ensures sex workers will not face prostitution charges if they report a serious crime. The immunity protection involves reporting for about 24 crimes, including assault, human trafficking, murder, and manslaughter. The legislation stems from sex workers fearing if they report crimes, they will face prosecution themselves, especially if witnessing a crime or reporting crimes in which they are the victims. The legislation received rare unanimous approval in both chambers of the state assembly. More details have come out on the bill by state Democrats that would reduce property taxes and aim to head off a business group's November ballot measure. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The property tax relief would last 2 years, and during that time, state Democrats will try and find a longer-term solution to Coloradans' rising property tax bills. The Colorado Sun reports that Colorado property owners would get a $700 million break on their rising tax bills. This is aimed at preventing Colorado Concern, a statewide pro-business CEO-based organization, from pursuing a $1.3 billion ballot initiative for Coloradans to vote on this November. Colorado Concerns has agreed to stop pursuing their ballot initiative if the Democrats' proposal doesn't change and passes the legislature. The Democratic legislature would also spend $400 million from the general fund to slow the financial effect of the reduction in expected taxes on schools and local governments. Not everyone is happy with the proposed bill. The Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers' union, and the group United for a New Economy complained that they were left out of the bill's formation. Republicans responded yesterday by saying the Democrats' bill was supposed to reflect an honest compromise to deliver short-term tax relief to residents and businesses. But they said that this bill is just repurposing Tabor refunds that was due for Coloradans next spring. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Boulder County working groups will present their recommendations for how to best distribute the second half of the $63.3 million worth of federal spending under the American Rescue Plan Act. Under the 2021 American Rescue Plan Act, the Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Fund allocated money to Boulder County and many of the nation's local jurisdictions to address impacts caused by the pandemic. To decide where to spend the money fairly, the county put together working groups to review community survey responses and to issue recommendations to the commissioners. The Boulder County commissioners will hear the recommendations today in a virtual meeting beginning at 4:30 p.m. The county commission will accept public comment, but registration is required by signing up at the county's website under the webpage covering the ARPA. Those intending to visit the popular recreation areas of Mount Evans or Brainerd Lake this summer will need to make advanced registrations through the website recreation.gov. The Forest Service is requiring reservations for anyone planning to park or visit one of the developed visitor locations between 8 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. this summer. According to Forest Service officials, the tentative opening date for Mount Evans is May 27th, with online reservations opening up today. The Forest Service will tentatively open Brainerd Lake Recreation Area June 10th, with online reservations available beginning May 26. Each recreation area will have a $2 reservation fee. Individuals biking or hiking into the recreation areas will not need to make an advance reservation. Reed Armstrong, public affairs specialist with the Forest Service, says the timed entry program was extremely successful in 2021 by reducing crowding, wait times, and environmental impacts, and Forest Service officials hope visitors are growing accustomed to advanced planning as the program continues into 2022. Today's weather in Boulder includes a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Today's high will be near 63 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely in the overnight hours, with a low around 38. The current temperature in Boulder is 36 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.